So I guess a good question to start off with is, what is the main reason for calls to cutting expenditure on universities?
Well, one is the general budgetary problem. So the governments and those who think that we've got too big a budget deficit or are spending too much or our taxes are too high are always looking for where spending can take place. The general population, I think, doesn't like to see it being cut in school areas because everyone participates in the schooling benefit. But they begin to see higher education as a bit more elitist, or vocational education as belonging to the states and not the Commonwealth. And so they start looking for savings there and rationalise it in some cases by saying that the people attending are just being having their abilities or that they already have affirmed, and that the university is not adding much benefit, not much value add to the qualities and capabilities of the students.
Yeah, could that be a problem though? So because I mean, we have to obviously place a massive priority on primary education and secondary education, but when it comes to tertiary, is it a problem to call for cutting expenditure because I guess it kind of removes the priority people should have to go and further expand their skills?
Well, in this modern era, it's increasingly a problem. We used to have a fairly exclusive university system 30, 40 years ago and before that. But in the modern era, where technological change is rapid all the time, where you've got to be flexible in your jobs, where you've got to look at maybe second and third careers even, then that tertiary education ability is and capability is seen as really helping in the modern world. Some people are still challenging the fact of that, but it seems to me overwhelmingly clear that in the modern world, your capacity to think well, assess things, make better choices, know how to find out what's going on in an area, how to document and understand what you're doing, all of that helps on top of your abilities and your intuitions. Of course, your abilities and intuitions that already exist are crucial, including your primary and secondary education. But yeah, we need more beyond that in the modern age.
Yeah, it's all very, very important. Is it encouraged? I mean, it is encouraged that individuals now and the future generations entering the job market practice resilience and are adaptive to the constantly evolving job market. So how can a university education serve individuals who will change careers multiple times if not do all their learning on the job?
Yeah, if in tertiary education, all we do is provide a very narrowly specialised education, important as that is nobody wants a heart surgeon operating on them who hasn't actually done that education. So we're admitting the absolute importance of those specialised skills. But even in teaching those skills, as well as teaching broader skills beyond the professional areas, moving into arts and science more generally, what we're teaching is an ability to adjust through intellectual examination of what's going on, adjust you practice what you do, how you do it, so that, for instance, it seems very clear in the public service that actually arts graduates rise increasingly to the top as the professionals like engineers and medicos and so on stay at a middle level or move off into private practice, because the arts people are the ones who can pull things together and deal with the changing issues confronting a country, rather than being specialised in some narrow areas only. So what you need is a good mix of both of those capabilities. And you can also, universities can improve the way they teach. Universities don't change all that quickly and easily for good reasons. They've been around for a couple of thousand years and shouldn't just jump to the latest fad. But what they can do, for instance, is improve teaching gradually over time in areas like how in lectures or classes, you have interactive skills. You draw on class diversity. You develop class leadership. You develop these generic skills in a class in medical science or in a class in accounting. You can still build these other skills and have the specialised skills on top of them, and you can have people who are just generalists as well, and they do pretty well in the job market too, because a lot are needed in modern management and the modern public service and community organisations. So there's a big demand for combinations of both.
For sure, it's a very broad skill that can be applied to even very specialised skills. So what do you believe has been the key gain from university expansion over the past few decades?
Well, we've had a big expansion indeed. That's the great gain in university areas. And in fact, the biggest beneficiary of all of that has been female Australians. That is, women have moved into universities in ways that did not exist 30 years ago. They were back in the times when if you were in the public service and got married, you had to resign from your public service job and so on. So some of your incentives to do higher education were pretty strongly blocked. Now, women are 58% of tertiary education in Australia. So that's been one huge social gain.
For sure.
In addition, those graduates, despite the big increase in numbers, their earnings are still well ahead of people who don't do any studies for after their final year of school. The average figure, for instance, is about 1.4 million more over your lifetime if you complete a university degree compared to leaving school and doing no further qualifications. So
wow.
In plain old financial economic terms, in terms of your income and your employment, you do a lot better there. In addition, there's a lot of people, though, who just gain life satisfaction in various ways. A lot of people go through universities and do jobs that don't pay brilliantly. If you go into areas like social work and nursing and teaching, you're getting a heck of a lot from job satisfaction and the type of work you do, rather than a merchant banker's income. You probably could have got into a good commerce course or done an MBA, but that's not what you want. And there you go into areas that pay an okay income, but you're only doing it for an okay income plus satisfaction.
Yeah.
So universities have got those pathways too.
So I guess what a good question to end on then is, what are some of the personal benefits individuals can expect from a university education?
Well, a lot of people say intrinsic benefits, the understanding of the world and so on, but they find reflection in things like democratic participation, the proportions of people who vote in non-compulsory systems, community participation, being involved in volunteer activities, and their own things like the way their children grow up, themselves finding satisfactory life paths, plus even things like health benefits. There's a lot of studies that show, for instance, that people with very similar characteristics, the ones that are more highly educated through the graduate post-school trainings, take more notice of public health warnings and messages, the things around obesity and smoking and careful driving and so on. A lot of people pay more attention to that when they've been, as it were, disciplined in disciplined thinking. It helps their management of their lives, and they live longer. So there's even that comes out of it as a nice side benefit of approaching your life through knowledge.
I'm sure a lot of people can relate to wanting to live longer. Thank you so much, Professor, for talking to us this morning.